In Perek Tes Zayin, chapter 16 in Sefer Shoftim, we learn about the tragic death of Shimshon after being taken captive by the Plishtim. Shimshon, incarcerated, his eyes blinded, asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one last burst of strength. And as he is paraded, essentially as a captive in the Philistine Colosseum, he says the following. This is in Pasuk Lamed, verse 30. Vayomer Shimshon, Tamos Nafshi in Plishtim. Let me die together with the Plishtim. And he literally, again, like pushed down the archway of the Colosseum, causing the entire structure to crumble in and killing many, many Plishtim together with him that day. One final act of revenge against the Plishtim for all of the suffering and difficulty that they had visited upon the Jewish people. But this expression, Tamos Nafshi in Plishtim, you know, has become an expression that really means, like, sometimes a person wants to do something to negatively impact someone else, even though it's going to harm them as well. Now, when Shimshon said it, he obviously said it in a righteous way. Shimshon would say, Hashem Baruch, you know, my life is coming to an end. Let my death bring some meaning and bring some salvation to my people. But again, all too often what it refers to is people who are so bent and so focused on hurting or harming or getting revenge on someone else that they don't even realize that they're hurting themselves in the process. It's okay. Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim. I'd rather visit the revenge, the difficulty on the Plishtim, even if, so to speak, I die along with it. And this is such an important yisod, because sometimes in life we become upset, we become enraged, people hurt us, people upset us, people offend us. And it's only natural and normal to want to kind of seek retribution, sometimes even revenge, to try to set the record straight. But it is so important in life to be conscious that sometimes when we're seeking to do something to someone else, and that retribution, that revenge is motivated by a sense of pain, we end up harming ourselves so much as well. And in this pursuit for what we perceive as the justice that must be visited upon someone else, we bring ourselves down, we take ourselves down, and sometimes, chas v'shalom, we even create for our own selves a spiritual death sentence. When Shimshon said it, it was said with a certain sense of righteous and spiritual indignation. He wanted there to be meaning in his death, but we have to be careful that chas v'shalom, our hatred, chas v'shalom, or negative feelings towards others, don't lead us towards a path of self-destruction as well.